Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? MacNez Podcast. Oh, my God. It was a awesome trip. But this is going to be a special episode. I'm going to be talking about the live show at the... What the hell is that place called? The Shrine in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I had the privilege, the honor to be with two of the best in the biz, Oki Podcast and Toke Signals. And we did a live show at the Shrine, and it was just off the hook, man. It was so fun. I really want to do this some more if I ever get the chance to do it again. I'm all for it because I'm like speechless, man. Oh, shout out to, with all due respect, podcasts. I'm still at a loss for words on just the awesome show that we had. I had no idea, what we were going to do. And once we got up there, it's like we knew what we were doing, but we were all over the place with this show, but it was just such a good time. The guys in Toke Signals, they're awesome dudes, man. They were so funny. Russ, shout out to Russ. I mean, Russ picked me up from the airport. I got to crash at his place, and just took me to some cool little collectible stores. I picked up a couple things, and yeah, that was, I'll get into it more when I do East Side and when we do collecting and everything. But, yeah, I'm still on a high. I mean, I just got home. I'm tired. It's 3, almost 4 in the morning right now when I'm recording this. Thanks to the daylight savings time or whatever, we had to push the clock forward. So it should be like 2, but now it's almost 4. But anyway, but I'm rambling now. But this is the live show, so you can hear it in its entirety. Shout out to Russ for putting it together. So without further ado, here is Toke Signals, Oki Podcast, and myself live at the Shrine in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Let's do this.
Everybody doing tonight up here in the Shrine. Shrine time, baby.
Wait, are we hanging out like right here?
Oh, yeah, we're good. We can sit down.
What are we doing?
We'll sit down.
What's going on?
Yeah, we're squanching a good time tonight, man. We are live here.
1, 2, 1, 2.
I thought I was going to say
all the way from California. I love you guys.
Yeah.
At the last minute. But I'm happy to be here. Shout out to my boys for inviting me.
Oh wait, we're doing a podcast? I thought we'd be like getting asked questions and shit.
No, we're doing a podcast.
Oh, we're doing a podcast. Oh, for
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought it was the other one.
A little Q&A, China.
I'm here for the wrong reasons, fellas. I didn't know.
All right.
I had a podcast.
All right. How y'all doing tonight, guys? How about them gas prices, guys?
Well, I'm going to chime in on that. I don't know about, what was it, 390-something here?
Yeah.
Is that high to you guys?
Yes.
Well, for me from California coming from $6 a gallon, I'd be happy to pay what you guys are paying here. But I'm like, oh, man, that was the first thing I noticed when I was riding around with Russ here.
And what is it, six?
$6.
$6?
$6.
Some places higher. I'm like, oh. I live out in the sticks, but I grew up in in Oakland, California, my whole life, and then my wife drugged me up to her reservation in this little town called Susanville, California. If you look it up, there's nothing there. But my show comes live and direct every week from there. but yeah, it's crazy. These gas prices are killing me when I got to drive 90 miles a day to work. So
move here. Just move on.
I do it. I got to do it for my family. My kids, my grandkids.
Wait, we're cool to cuss, right? Like, I can say shit and fuck.
Oh, shit, yeah. Bitch, ass. I'm not fucking driving that far for anything. Myself.
Fart.
No. All right, so I don't know.
Yo, so, okay, I got a quick question for you guys.
All right. Yeah.
Since Magnez does a bunch of, like, other shows, too. He's a part of the Action Returns. So since he's here, I thought it'd be a great question for everybody. You guys are into this too. Is Steven Seagal underrated? Because you got your Jean-Claude Van Damme's, you got your fucking Chuck Norris.
Which era?
Nobody talks about fucking Steven Seagal.
Which era of Steven Seagal?
Yeah. Which era are we talking about? We're talking about the 80s?
The straight to VHS? Well, yeah,
or straight to VHS Seagal?
We're talking about he's breaking bones.
Because he looks
popping elbows out.
Chubby
I watched the highlight video for some reason.
Yeah.
And fucking, he was
you know he's like a sheriff or something?
Now?
Yeah. Like, you can literally go to, like, Louisiana.
I heard he's like a Russian citizen there.
Well,
that's right. He's like teaching Aikido. He's like slapping motherfuckers down.
Well, there was a point in time where you could actually go to, like, Louisiana, and I think it was Louisiana, and there's a possibility that you would get arrested by Steven Seagal. Like, for real. Like, what you could go get arrested by Steven Seagal.
Wasn't there
like,
a reality insane. Show when he was
Lawman? They did a reality show about it. He legit does this shit.
Because I remember watching that show. And he, when he
it's
was.
Not just movies, man.
When he was arresting people, you see guys on the ground like, oh, man, they didn't do it. But, oh, fuck, that's Steven Seagal.
There is no fighting back with Steven Seagal. You know what he does.
But 80s Seagal, Hard to Kill, Above the Law, Out for Justice, Under Siege. That was 90s.
Was it On Deadly Ground, man?
That's when he had
a buckskin jacket.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker, come on, man.
Slowly.
We all claimed him for that time being.
I still want that jacket.
Indians came in and sprayed that oil on that little miniature, this is what you're doing to us. And they ran him off. Said, get out of here.
Hollywood's take on...
And then Seagal came in and just started just throwing takedowns, Aikido, and I don't know if he pulled them and with the takedown, the slap.
The Hollywood take of indigenous people of this land and film, especially in stuff like that, and it was all just stereotypical shit, but... It makes me laugh. I know a lot of people don't feel like I do. I can like, this is what the hell is this shit? And I just laugh at it. But I know I have some friends who are like, no, fuck that. We need to fucking storm Hollywood and tell them. I'm like, I'd be right there if I was in my younger years. Now I'm an old, gray, fat grandpa. The revolution passed me. I can't
run for my life.
I'm still there in spirit. I'll be right behind you in the rear with the gear. But I'm like, nah. But as far as Seagal in the 80s, me growing up seeing Above the Law for the first time, fucking like, wow, that was fucking awesome. Who was this guy? And then the movies that came after that, but after On Deadly Ground, and then whatever he's coming out with now. And
he made a horror movie.
Did he?
Yeah. He literally says like two things in the whole fucking thing. He just walks around wearing a trench coat and a sword.
Well, he's like...
He breaks the zombies off.
He's fighting zombies.
It's vampires, I think. Or vampire zombies. I watched it, but I didn't watch it.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just let it play in the background while I look through TikTok and shit. That's how I watch movies now. I don't ever watch them. I put it on, I just flip through TikTok.
Did that with Starship Troopers. We watched that at my house before we got here, and I was on
would
my
you
phone.
Would you like to know more? Hey, would you guys like to know more? Yeah? All right, let's talk about Starship Troopers. Yeah, we're talking space. We can't say the N-word.
What?
I mean...
What?
You know, has an N, ends with an S, has an A-Z, I in the middle. We can't say... Can we say that? Is it safe? Can I say Nazis? Oh, I said, can I see Nacho? Can I see Nacho? No, I don't want to see him. I just want to say it, not see it. I'm not a
show where my mind was.
Wow. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen out there, to all my Nazis out there in the crowd, give it up for the fatherland, everybody. God dang. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, space Nazis, Starship Troopers, big space bed bugs coming from Klendathu. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm doing my part. Man, I go into my baby mama's room and start killing all the cockroaches there. I'm doing my part.
You're doing your part, yeah.
I'm doing my part, man. Just got to do what I got to do.
Do you want to know more?
Yes. I like to bust out heaters so I can kill all those bed bugs and spray all the chemicals. And
Let's rewind it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You got me interested in the Seagal horror movie. It came out in 2009.
It's that's it right there.
Against the Dark.
Yeah. It sucks.
Katana Master Tail leads a special ops squad of ex-military vigilantes.
Special ops is literally just him in a trench coat and some guys.
On a massacre mission, their target, vampires on a post-apocalyptic globe.
He just cuts them down with a sword, people. It's nothing.
Okay. I don't know. I kind of want to watch it.
Well, actually, he'll show up, he'll slice some zombies, and then he's just gone. And there's all the dialogue. And then all of a sudden, zombies come in, and then poof, there he is again. He just slices some zombies, and he's gone again.
When was that made?
Too late.
Tao is the survivor's only hope. He knows the only cure is execution. All right.
It sucks. You don't.
He's underrated. All right. Let's just be honest here.
Fighting skills.
That guy is totally underrated. He's fighting. What is he fighting against? Well, darkness. Like, he's not fighting the light. He's fighting darkness itself. That's like.
I give him.
That's a good chunk of the universe. Is
shout out to everybody who made the film. I mean, I'm sure it's hard to make a film, but.
Oh, yeah, no, I. Props to them. I've never made a movie.
Yeah, I haven't.
Has anybody been in a movie out here? No movie folk?
Home movie.
Home movie.
Internet movies.
Any home movies?
Yeah.
I was in a TV show.
What TV show?
What? Oh, cool.
Okay, no, that's awesome.
In Tulsa?
Yeah.
I've never heard of terrible people in Tulsa.
I've heard of terrible people.
When I drive these streets and these roads around
here,
there are no terrible people. Everybody is A-OK in my book. They never cut me off or...
We're in Tulsa, right?
Fuck, yeah. Really fuck you over in Tulsa.
In Rice City before you
with a massive amount of potholes. Those are the terrible people.
Fuck those potholes.
Fuck you, pothole sons of
aren't
bitches.
Aren't the tolls supposed to pay for all that shit? And we're still paying for that?
Yeah.
Don't pay no tolls.
I heard it right.
I don't get no rolls. I made that up.
But is this show still on?
What, that?
Terrible People?
No, it's about to debut soon.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's
going to
be on Hulu.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
Well, we will
definitely. El Terrible.
I'll check it out. The East Society podcast that I'm a part of, we talk about movies, TV, video games, wrestling, sports, and whatever else you throw at us. But I'll definitely check that show out and talk about it. But as far as, have any of you, the four of us, any of you been in a movie or TV?
Yeah.
What were you in?
We did a sizzle.
Probably
trailer.
The main thing I was in was Golden Arm. It's that movie about women arm wrestling.
Whoa.
And I was like the first minute into that. It was a bar, and we were like around this table, and we were like chanting for the I forget her name, but I've lost her name. But anyways, we were like, yeah, let's go. And I recorded it on my phone.
Are these Death by Snoo Snoo girls that we're talking here that can arm wrestle? You know that's the best death. Don't lie. Want to get crushed.
Golden Arm. A tough lady trucker trains her wimpy best friend to compete in the National Ladies Arm Wrestling Championship. I never heard.
I'm in the trailer in the first minute and a half.
Oh, you're in the trailer?
So everybody go buy that. It's on iTunes, I think, and Amazon. Please buy it. Please help me.
Where at in the trailer?
Hold on.
We don't see you.
I don't see you.
It's that one's fast. Don't watch that one. Oh, there's another one.
No, you're in the one.
That one's really fast. Don't watch that.
I was in the other one. I wasn't in that one.
I was in the final draft.
I was in the unrated version.
Yeah.
You ever notice that
Steven
Seagal movies all start with a preposition?
Say what now?
I said all Steven Seagal movies start with a preposition.
Really?
Is that over y'all's heads?
Yes, me.
Hey, what's a preposition? Oh,
That's exactly what it sounds like.
It sounds like a preposition is way above English one here. So anyway,
I missed that day.
Preposition starting with an A. Above. Anyway, fuck it. Anyway, under siege, on deadly ground.
It's just my
above the law.
Got a new one coming out called Beyond the Law.
Ooh, that's the other preposition.
Ghost? That'd be cool if he's a ghost.
So
Beyond the Law.
Think about it. Prepositions. Whoa.
Huh?
Whoa.
Huh?
Never end a sentence in a preposition.
It's like ghost cop or something.
Fighting live thugs, but as a ghost?
Yes. Their arms just breaking. They have no idea why.
Yeah. Ghost? You don't have to be in that. Like that zombie movie.
Aikido or whatever he does.
So is the new Batman, the Batman,
is it worth it?
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
There?
Yes.
Please. Max,
nothing. Yes. Okay.
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Nothing. I guess nobody's seen the Batman.
You're the only person. I saw it the Tuesday before. I was privileged to see it 2 days before everybody else.
That's good.
But I know Robert Pattinson. When you see him, you think of Edward. Edward Cullen.
That's the only...
Robat Pattinson.
Yes, I like the Twilight movies. New Moon is my favorite, only because of the natives and the wolf pack and all them are in it. But anyway, I don't have that wolf pack. I got like the party ball. But so I took that film for what it was. I loved all the Batman films. To me, my Batman is the generation that I grew up in. Well, later on.
Keaton.
No, Adam West, where it was no plastic.
That's not my generation.
No plastic muscles. It was all 100% pure West. I loved all of that. It was cheesy. It was dumb.
True. He didn't have any of that armor, did he?
No, that was all him.
Man, straight up PJs. Just going out there.
Straight up running around his PJs.
Straight up homie looking like Blank Man just coming out there. You brought the ninjas.
He didn't have the nipples like Val Kilmer did in Batman Forever, which I do love that movie.
Have you seen Blank Man?
Blank Man?
Yeah, Blank Man.
Yeah.
Like Damon Wayans and David Alan Greer.
And J5. J5?
Yeah. Made that bulletproof juice, whatever, dipped his PJs in it. And never.
But the Batman, did it need to be 3 hours? No. But it was a good movie.
It's 3 hours?
Yeah. Yes.
It's three hours. Yeah. A 3 hour Batman movie.
Yep. It's 3 hours if you stay all the way to the end of the credits.
Yeah, please. So if it was on VHS, it would be like two tapes long. Like,
like
who's going to put it in that other Batman tape? Yeah. Wow, I ain't doing it. Well, you're closest to it. Put it in.
The two tapes, for those of you that remember, two VHS tapes. Braveheart and Titanic. I remember those.
The Stand.
Were two VHS tapes. But
Scarface.
Scarface.
Two tapes.
Yep.
Well, all right, so we're going to be Scarface into this. Did you guys see it in the theater when it first came out?
No. Man, I didn't see it till
I was like 18
years old.
I was 16.
I had to wait till my parents left for the weekend.
Did anybody see it when it came out in the theater besides me?
No.
Well, it shows you who's the oldest one in the room. So.
You're in elder status, man. Yeah, it's you, man.
I'm in the elder status. Yeah, I'm in the elder status.
I put my mic down.
I don't get gray hair for nothing, but... that film, all I knew was that it was a big shootout at the end, and we went and saw it, and it was full of coke and fuck this and fuck that. Yeah. Awesome film. I loved it. I watch it today. Still an amazing film. I love it. Is it like the big, is the cocaine problem still big?
I don't know.
Today?
Today?
I mean, yeah.
Like that?
It could be, no.
It's more of meth and crack and whatever. Not
fentanyl?
Fentanyl. Whatever else.
Fuck fentanyl, by the way.
Yeah,
fuck that.
Stay away from drugs.
Yeah.
Fentanyl, that's drugs in your system. That's what that shit is. I kill you.
Just do weed.
Smoke weed and eat shrooms.
But weed's not a drug.
I was part of the DARE program, the Drug Abuse Resistance Education Program. And you don't hang out with negative buddies. You get like, well, come on, man. If you were my friend, you would smoke this.
All right.
All right.
Well, I'm so
that's exactly how it happened. That's exactly how it happened.
I guess, like, well, I am your friend. Some good shit. Negative buddies. Not, get you some negative buddies out there. We got them drag you down a lot.
We got the Toke Signal brothers here. I don't know about how was weed was when you guys were kids, but what's today, what's being sold down the street is not what we had.
I was smoking in the brick era.
We had that compress. Dirt, soccer
salamander
cleat.
Salamander weed.
That's what I called it. Scraped off the bottom of your shoe weed. But it did its job for us. You had to smoke a lot of it, but it did its job. Not like today, you take one hit, whoo, I'm done.
I can actually remember whenever somebody would say, oh, we got hydro in town. I'm like, what's hydro?
Got that hydro.
What is that? And you find out it's like the best weed in the world. Not now, but back then. Back then it was fire.
Man, we had to go to some real sketchy places, man. I mean, big shout out, Ponca City, Paradise Apartments.
My friend's uncle's house.
Going up to this raggedy ass. Massive little kids playing on the playground like at 3 a.m. just... It's rugged. Rugged as fuck.
Yeah, I had the benefits of being the friend of the local pot dealer in town. So we never had to pay for anything.
There you go.
But then, the weed den was nothing compared to...
Who are your negative buddies?
Excuse me?
Yeah, negative buddies. Who are... Negative? You had to have some negative buddies.
I had a lot of them.
Sean, Jesse, John.
A lot of them were
David.
Family.
Pretty much everybody I went to school with. We're all negative buddies.
And half of that roster is not with us anymore.
Half the roster's dead.
Let's
so,
look at let's like, look
at that's not looking at really drugs.
Is Seagal selling weed? I mean, it seems like everyone's selling.
Man, if Seagal had a brand,
you guys
have a strain for it. Hey,
has anybody tried Tyson's weed, Mike Tyson?
Hey, wait, comedians out there, Steven Seagal. If Steven Seagal had a bud brand, what would it be?
Had a bud brand? I thought you said a butt brand.
If it had a butt brand, it'd be called All That Ponytail, and I'm pulling on it. All right, well, anyway, that's a whole different thing. Anyway, so bud brand, Steven Seagal.
What about Tyson's?
Tyson's got his own weed out.
Urkel does too.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is
Urkel.
Somebody already had Steve Urkel. Somebody was already using the name Purple Urkel, and I guess he just kind of said, "Well, I might as well get paid for this shit."
Oh, is that how he got into it?
Huh?
Is that how he got into it?
I believe so. I could be wrong. I like to say things and not really look it up. So I basically lie a lot. But I sound cool when I say it, though, so, you know, they don't know.
It better be called, did I do that? That's what it better be called.
I could do this a lot in like, high school in the 90s, because nobody had cell phones to look this shit up.
True.
I was
related to Danny Trejo for my whole entire middle school, like 5th through 8th. Danny Trejo was my uncle.
You had that pager.
Ain't nobody know any difference.
Well, if you're going to do that, if you guys have seen Dance with the Wolves, there's one scene where there's all these native guys on the top of a hillside on horses. One guy raised his hand. I was in San Francisco yes, I did say that.
Just wondering.
I was at some film festival, and we were talking to these young ladies from Australia, and they were talking about Dancers with Wolves, and we're like, oh, I said, you know what? I'm in that. I'm the guy that raised his hand. So next time you watch that, that's me. Don't tell them though. I mean, that film, it was what it was. It won Best Picture that year.
And I ain't gonna lie, I liked it.
Blew everyone up that was in it. I still get some kind of enjoyment out of the film, but
my tribe gets fucked up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get the bad end of the stick on that one.
You guys are the bad guys.
Blasted by guns and shit.
But you know what? When that Indian guy is eating it, like... That boiled egg?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, that makes me want to have a boiled egg every time. I was like, man... That guy's enjoying the shit out of that egg.
You know it's not going to taste as good as that one, right?
No.
You're not going to like it.
Because, man, you got to kill a guy. Go, stay away from my mules. Hub-dub-jib-jib. Hub-dub-jib-jib. Now, stay away from my mules. And, like, he gets all shot up. Man, he takes, like, 8 arrows.
What's that guy's name?
That's Murphy Brown.
Yeah.
Pyramid.
I don't know his name, but I just remember from Murphy movie. Brown.
Timmons.
That guy. When he eats bacon, I want bacon.
Yeah. Yeah. When he just eats it, just.
not in every indigenous community, a lot of people did not like the portrayal of how the indigenous people were in that film. One of my friends was really, oh, this was wrong, that was wrong.
They got the whole tribe wrong.
I was like, I don't
They're
know.
They're supposed to be Cheyennes. Yeah. They were a Sioux.
I was like, I don't know. I just watched the movie that just sat here for 3 hours.
I didn't
make
it. I just watched it.
Yeah, I just watched it. But when I brought up that question about anyone been in a film or TV or anything, I was almost in a film.
Yeah.
If you guys remember Whoopi Goldberg's classic film, Sister Act, the first one.
You're almost a sister.
Yeah.
Not the second one, the first one.
Oh.
Dope.
They had this big casting call. They needed people to come be extras, so I went down there, did it. It was my much slimmer years. And they said, yeah, come down and we'll put you in as an extra. All right, sat down on this this old school for like hours on the soccer field, and then they finally, all right, come into church. It was in one of the church scenes when there was only like a few people in. I was sitting dead center at one of the pews right in there. Richard Benjamin was the director. I think that was his name. He came in and said, there's too many people in here. You, and you.
Oh,
no. So that was my 15 minutes of fame on a Hollywood production. They said, you're too native. Get out. So I still enjoy the film, but that's my story, man, of being in Hollywood production.
So did you see Whoopi?
Huh?
Did you get to see Whoopi?
Oh, I saw everybody. Yeah, nice. I saw them all the nuns, Whoopi, and all of them. But
was she?
Now that's when she hides out from the mob, right?
Yeah, when she's hiding out from
Mr. Wire. Not Oh Happy Day.
No, she's hiding out from Mr. White.
Jesus, what? Oh Happy Day. Yeah. When Jesus walks.
Yeah. Oh, I have a mic. Why not, man? Anyway, so Oh Happy Day, man.
Speaking in tongues, oh Father, oh my Lord, oh Father.
Can I hit this ripstick, or is it, am I not allowed to smoke on stage?
Performance piece?
Is it a performance piece? Performance. If I hit this ripstick on stage?
For performance reasons. I gotta, Medicaid.
It's art. It's art,
Daniel,
bro.
Hey! Hey!
Daniel's here! Daniel Warrior.
Whoa!
In the house,
superhero
right
in the
here.
Whoa! It's Dan Warrior.
Dan Warrior, man. Shoot.
We're in a. He's in a bunch of movies.
Sizzle.
We're in a Sizzle trailer.
Sizzle
together.
Reel.
Or Sizzle Reel.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Is that
Talk about
out?
That.
Is that movie coming out?
November.
What's it called?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
No. The one that we're.
Crossfire.
In. Crossfire. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Crossfire.
Who's in it?
Yeah, you know, I didn't do shit in that movie.
Heck yeah.
They wanted my big ass to run under a fucking plane wing that literally, when I ran up to it, it came to here. So if I wasn't ducked, I had a bad back. I can't duck down real fast. And if I duck down too slow, I'm going to take myself out. Yeah, it didn't work out too well.
And then you fall?
Yeah. No, I fell hard too.
Yeah.
I felt that. I heard the director go, "Ooh, he fell hard."
Yeah.
I just laid there. I didn't move either. I'm like, I ain't moving until he says cut. I ain't ruining shit. Move on, man. Get the fuck off me.
Did they pay you?
Let me lay here in peace. Man, I'm hurting.
What? Did they pay you?
No. Pay us what? They pay us his friendship. With love. We went to support him. That's the only reason why I went, was to go support my friend. That was it. No, well, I want to be with. Can I? I already said he was my uncle. Oh yeah, that's right. You're in that movie too. Seven. That's what it was. In Chance is in that movie, isn't he?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
He is. I was trying to say he sure is.
Yeah,
but
she is.
Like, it's terrible.
You said you'd be out here if I want to be in a movie.
I'm telling you, Oklahoma's the place for movies right
now,
man.
Yeah, Oklahoma's popping off movies. Yeah. You just gotta put your stuff in.
One of that Hollywood piece.
No. California, they weren't making any of that stuff. My brother lives in LA. When I go down there, we do the tourist Hollywood stuff, and they're filming things everywhere. And they think they're the kings of of the streets. They think they can just own the sidewalks and all that. But
let me walk past them. I'll bump them.
Technically, the sidewalks are for all of us. No matter what they're doing, we can still be there. I only know that because I watched those First Amendment videos.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Virgin
line. I told you this ain't that regular shit. Calm down.
Whoa.
Well, shiver me timbers here.
It's not that dirt weed.
This ain't that dirt weed.
I just...
It's Uncle Brownie's weed.
This is not the late 70s.
That looks like Darth Vader's. Small pee. Small pee pee.
That's what they smoke on
the
desktop.
When people suck Vader's pee pee. Oh, that's what it looks like. Whatever that thing. What am I supposed to tell Vader? Tell him to go suck his pee pee.
Simone.
You think this is the street, Tony? This is the joint. Get my ramen noodle packet.
If you don't know,
save up all my
this
beef.
This is really what happens on our podcast. All my beef seasonings. Just a lot of this shit.
Yeah.
A lot of randomness. This is about it.
I don't want to get turned up over a, or turned out. Is that what it is when you get, you know what they do in prison. They make movies around
it. Talking about
I thought you were trying to say
I don't want to get. Wouldn't want to get turned up over a pack of ramen noodles. Like
you mean turned out?
Is that what it is?
I think
I wouldn't want to get turned out over a pack of ramen. At least six pack or
Pack of cigarettes.
I mean cigarettes
I feel like
at least.
It.
Damn,
I feel like I'm worth
you can't smoke
it.
Well, I don't know in here, but California, you can't smoke.
Man, I am not going to jail for.
I call bullshit because I see TikToks with inmates and they're fucking, they got weed, they got smokes. He had a whole smoke shop in his cell. Like literally all the cigarettes you could want, blunt wraps, everything.
They get more in prison than we can get out there.
Yeah, bro, they're living it up in there.
I'm going to start small with seasoning packets.
That's it, I'm going to prison.
I'm going to build my empire on the inside.
That's the thing.
I don't want to work no more, I'm going to prison.
I live in a prison town. There's
can't get a job. I'm just gonna go to prison.
I thought about that actually, going to prison, maybe. Just living rent free. Some meals here and there.
I really don't want to go to prison.
Fighting rent free. We pay for that.
I did that Scare Straight program in eighth grade, where they take you to the prison. Did anybody else do that?
Yeah, I've done it.
I went to Connors Correctional in Hominy, and yeah, that shit changed my life.
You mean
I never want to go.
You mean B.D. Dick Connors? Like it's R.B. Dick Connors. What does the R.B. stand for? Really big. Really big Dick Connors Correctional Facility in Hominy, America. Good luck. Keep it tight.
The little town that I live in, it's a prison town. You come anywhere around that area, this don't work.
Really?
Yeah, they don't work. That's only on the outside, because if you're on the inside, you get fucking 10 bars. And the TikTok galore and everything.
Internet pay-per-view fights.
All that stuff. I don't understand that.
It might have an alien.
I don't care. I'm going to say it. It's the guards that's bringing everything in. I mean, let's get that out. Let's get that out there. Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy. I watch those videos. I mean, I don't want nothing to do with prison.
Nope. Not at all.
When I moved to that town, I did go apply there, but one of my buddies said, this is not for you. The things that he sees on a daily basis isn't for me.
I went to go be a dispatch / jailer in Grant County, and they made me come back at 6:30 in the evening to do a 450-something question test.
God damn.
To just find out where I am in life, basically. And it was like, what would you do if your partner was taken hostage during a like riot or something? And I'm like, well, he's kind of on his own then. Like, I'm sorry, that sucks. Like, I'll stay right
here. Man, you got yourself in. You're going to have to get yourself
out. If I got backup to come with me, I'll go. But I'm not going to just go by myself in there. Like, fuck that. Like, what if your partner commits suicide while you're on duty with you? I'm like, does this shit really happen? I don't want to do this no more.
Man, there was a chaplain when I went to Scared Straight, and he's like, he slit his throat over a hamburger. I was like, I don't want to die over a hamburger.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
He's like, hey, man, give me that burger. No, man, I'm enjoying it.
That's like you with all the peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, all of them, motherfucker.
Sorry, that's an inside joke. It's going to be all the peanut butter
sandwiches. Jelly. I don't give a shit.
All of them.
I want all of them.
Some kid just made a peanut butter sandwich. Give me that peanut butter. That's my thing. Just throw it away.
I take it from a grown man. I don't give a fuck if he's a bodybuilder. Yeah. I take that motherfucking peanut butter sandwich off of him. Slap it out of his hands and step on it.
This was a story, though, that made me not want to do it, other than all the other heinous stuff he said. Late at night, working whatever shift, he heard something. Went over to go see what it was, and it came around the corner. Two gentlemen doing what they were doing at night. Mm. But one of them had a pornographic picture on his back.
Well, yeah, you need some visuals.
Yeah, and after I heard that, I'm like, no.
Like, look, man, if you're going to do it in prison, at least have, like, something nice to look at. You know what I'm saying?
No, thank
you. I get his logic. I mean, I get his thinking. I understand why.
I don't know, man. I mean,
I'm not saying that I would do it. I'm just saying
I understand. You got to set the mood, man. You got to.
I understand him.
You got to play some sax.
All I'm saying is I get it.
Some Kenny G. Just,
yeah. I mean,
play some slow shit, man. I mean, why are you in a rush, man? Where you got to go? I know where you live. You live right there. And I'm right here.
What, are you busy tonight? I know
where are you going? You ain't doing nothing.
We went from slow to weed to prison love.
Get that shit over here. And then throw him a Jell-O cup or a pudding pop cup. Thanks for your time. See you next shift.
Russ, you want to chime in?
It's a guard. Do you want that?
Russ, you want to chime in?
No, it's two guards. Anybody? So anyway, Darth Vader's beeping.
Speaking of Darth Vader, you guys, I don't know if you guys are Star Wars fans. I am.
Yes.
Since 77, everybody.
Okay.
When it was Star Wars, not Episode 4, not A New Hope. When it came out May 25th, 1977, it was Star Wars. That's it. That's how old I am. Nice. The new film, Disney Plus, for those of you that do have it and watch all the Star Wars and Marvel stuff. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, I'm ready for that.
I am so ready for it.
Yeah.
After Revenge of the Sith, when Obi-Wan dropped off Luke to the Owens, or to the Lars family. Yep. I cannot wait to see what happens.
I hope he gets, like, addicted to, like, death sticks. And, like, he gets on the spice for a couple of years, and he's like, man, what have you been doing, Obi-Wan? Man, I've just been out there saying, spice. Getting on the spice. All of it.
They stole that from Dune. I don't like how they did that in Boba Fett. But
I said, I get out some of them death sticks. I got to rethink my life.
But the picture they showed today of Darth Vader, I am juiced. But
I haven't seen it yet.
It's just a picture.
Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Like the new suit and shit?
Yeah, it's just kind of silhouette. But he's in it. Okay. He's not. It's not in the trailer that they dropped. But
is he still going to be voiced by James Earl Jones?
He better be. Jinx. He's still alive, so it better be.
I would say I can't do it. James Earl Jones.
It's got to be. He's Darth. Well, one of the many Darth Vaders in it. But Dave Prowse is the original. Rest in peace. I love you and miss you. But
so who has a better cape? Darth Vader or
Lando?
Lando.
Lando.
Lando's cape?
Lando's cape.
You go with Lando's cape.
Yep.
He's got that short.
Vader's cape is just, it's overall good.
Well, Lando's got that short blue Colt 45 cape.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Like, can you just go to the club wearing that? Like,
yes, that's exactly why he acts like that.
Like, man, can you wear a cape to the club?
Fashion,
like,
my dude.
I mean, I want to bring back robes. I was...
Wait, that's
yeah,
right.
With robes. I just want to wear a robe everywhere.
Just wait for the apocalypse so we can go back to wearing
that's
robes.
That's the only excuse, the fashion.
That's all I want.
A robe?
You mean the cloak?
Yeah.
Talking about a robe?
Yeah.
Yep.
They got cloaks on, I seen some on the marketplace. I almost bought it, but it's like $300. I was like, shit.
Yeah, I'm not paying $300.
Yeah, fuck that. But they said it was like a vintage.
That's a long term investment. You could pass it on to.
All right.
Whatever cult you belong to, yeah. whatever, you know, who wears robes? Honestly, tunics, robes, some medieval shit or something. How's everybody doing tonight with this awkward?
I think,
yeah,
I think
are you engaged?
I think the week just kicked in right there.
Yeah, wow. Hold on, man, I gotta pump a few more out. You gotta squeeze one more out.
I hope they're recording all this, but
we are. Look right there. Yeah. You see that?
I got my recorder over there.
You see that terrible screen?
You see that busted ass laptop?
Oh shit! Right that busted ass laptop just sitting there.
Yeah.
Is it live?
It's live. I mean,
on Facebook.
I mean, it's live, like recording right now. Okay. But it's not like live.
Like Sesame Street live.
What?
Well, yeah, I don't know where the fuck that came from, but I just remember one time when I was a kid down the road, I saw Sesame Street live, and I saw Darkwing Duck on
that
ice.
That shit was awesome, though. Yeah.
Yeah, let's get dangerous.
I went and saw the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
When they went on tour and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that came through Tulsa, actually. I saw them here. Yeah.
Wait, were they on ice? Or?
No, it was like just a dance routine shit. They're all dancing and singing.
Is there a Vanilla Ice?
I'll tell you what, Shredder just fucking rap. I'll tell you right now.
Like all his like two songs? Or
which version? The first one or the one when he had the dreadlocks and he was smoking
weed?
Wait,
who are we talking about again?
Wait, what?
Vanilla Ice.
Oh, Vanilla Ice.
Does anybody
the original?
But what's his other song?
Ice Ice Baby.
Are you talking about the corn?
What?
What's his other song?
What's his B-side? I mean, I don't know. Hey, does anybody know Vanilla Ice's obscure? Oh wait, Ninja Rap.
Well, besides
Ninja Rap.
Ninja Rap, Ice Ice. They're yelling shit.
No,
I can't hear
had the that play the funky music white boy.
Oh one. Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't that big.
Wow, you win the.
That was his second single that went nowhere.
You know, my dad bought that tape when it came out for himself. Not
to
for
the
me.
Extreme?
Not for me. Yeah, bought it for himself. So I stole it. I was in third grade. I stole it and took my Walkman to school. And then I got my Walkman taken away in school. And somebody jacked my fucking tape out of it when I got it back after school. So I had to go home and tell my dad that not only did I steal his tape, but somebody stole it from me. He laughed about it, though, so it was
bro,
cool.
It's a Disney movie.
He said, I'm not mad.
It was
I'm
me.
Just disappointed.
I did it. He just holds the tape up.
Has anybody got that?
Shit again.
Wait. Has anybody heard that ever? I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Just disappointed.
Yeah.
Don't lie. Half of y'all ain't got daddies. Nah. Just fucking with y'all. But anyway. I'm here.
I don't know if you guys remember this one.
I don't remember that at all.
That was his second hit.
You guys remember Crisscross?
Huh? Yes.
Yeah.
I love
those
guys.
Jump around.
Warm it up, Chris.
No, wait. What's the song called from Crisscross? Jump around this house of pain.
Jump. Or no,
is
wait.
It just jump?
Yeah, it was jump.
I missed the bus.
I actually just listened to this
I
album.
I missed the bus. Something that I'll never do again.
Warm it up, Chris.
What the fuck? Where'd I go for a second?
Because I'm the miggity 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 miggity
baseball.
Back daddy.
Didn't one of those guys die?
I think so.
And one of them? Yeah. I could have swore one of them.
Anybody know?
Yeah, one what? Yeah. Chris or Cross?
Daddy Mac.
Nobody
Cross.
Knows. It's Cross.
Cross, Dad.
Daddy Mac died.
Well, crossed him off the list.
It wasn't Mac, Dad.
He's no longer.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Damn.
Drugs. Warm it up.
Damn.
Stay away from drugs. That's what happened.
What, is that really?
Is that what
happened? Not a
drug?
Drugs.
Shit.
What kind?
Whatever it was, don't.
Pills, powders.
The kind that kills.
Adrenaline.
It was weed. Must have been a lot of weed. Lace.
Only way weed can kill you is if like a brick up. A bale of it fell on
these edibles
you.
And like getting this like, joke on it. I eat fast though. I gotta slow down when I do that shit.
Now I had the occasional panic attack on it, thinking my heart's gonna explode. I'm just gonna. I tell it someday, just not today.
is
like
that,
you might gonna get kill me, but you ain't gonna kill me today. That's
is
it.
There any legendary hip hop artist come from Tulsa? Do you know anybody? One more?
Mr. Burns.
Excellent.
Mr. Burns.
Montgomery Burns?
You must and find then, the Jade Monkey.
Like what year was this?
Be current and like nice.
All right. I have to check him out. Mr. Burns?
Mr. Burns.
All right.
Russell knows.
Yeah.
You know Russell.
Well, I met him a few times. Haven't really. He's coming on the show. Sometime.
What?
Yeah, soon.
See, that's what I was just telling you, man. I'm so jealous of this gentleman here. since he's been on my show, I'm gonna say that book's.
Hey man,
that,
my that's favorite. What blew him up. My favorite rappers from Tulsa is the Jaspa Kings. Yeah. All right. Nobody.
Well, nobody right. knows.
Still, man. Love my cousins. They cool. They live on Jaspa Street.
My cousins.
They live on Jaspa. Man, they, when I come through, I do the Ric Flair. And like fried bread honeys and all that shit. I love them, man. Hey, shout out to the Jaspa Kings.
All right,
well, here, those are the only Tulsa rappers I know.
Got something to say.
Five more minutes.
Is it
five more minutes?
Yeah, five more minutes.
Fiber minutes. Get some Metamucil because we're down to the fiber minutes. Drink it slowly. Don't drink it too fast.
You got there.
Man, smell this microphone.
There, sir.
And
Mr. Burns. Like
it. Oh, he's got Mr. Burns.
We got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about 5 minutes?
What we always talk about with 5 minutes left.
What we could do with 5 minutes. If we
absolute
have 5 minutes
time filler. Absolutely.
All right. That didn't fucking work. So.
Well, I don't know. I thought somebody had something.
I thought we were going
what are you going to do? I don't know. Well, are you going to do? Don't say that.
Well,
okay.
Before we're out of here, I mean, I want to say thank you everyone for coming out tonight and everything. But
yeah
man.
Yeah, for real. Shout out to all y'all for coming out.
Doing this for you, even though we're not making any sense.
This is my first time of doing anything like this. I'm scared of shit.
You're a
right
natural.
Now.
Yeah, it was,
you're like a duck to water, you handsome devil.
Like, I don't even tell. I'm not. It's fake shit. I don't even tell, but I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous.
You can tell I got DTs. I haven't had a drink all week.
what got you guys into doing podcasting?
Well, we actually used to live together, and I would play guitar and record myself like playing little riffs and shit to like listen back later. And one day he just started singing over like shit that I was playing, so we just started recording it. Then it turned into us just talking shit.
We talked shit on everybody at work. We had a burn tape.
It was a slam tape, and we talked shit about all of our friends. We talked shit about our coworkers.
But anyway, we just talked shit on.
Yeah, so that's what started back. Like, that was years ago. But,
that was like 17 years ago.
Sing a few bars.
No. Absolutely.
Beautiful dropout. Go back to high school.
Thank you, everybody.
So anyways, I used to listen to Joe Rogan a lot, and then he came over one day and was like, hey, man, you want to do a podcast? I said, fuck yes. Let's do a podcast. And that's how we started.
And here we are.
And here we are today, Toke Signals.
Damn.
All we do is get high and talk a bunch of shit about nothing.
Yeah. Like,
how did y'all like the ramblings of four dudes dressed in black t-shirts? Because you know, that's what you needed to hear all week.
This is what you needed all week. Which is more big.
I'm glad all y'all came out. You had some crowd.
Yeah, I can't see.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
I really can't see y'all, really.
I don't know who's
shout out to Castro. Clap for that man.
Thank you so much
for letting us come up here.
Yeah, thank you for letting us
fucking
up here,
doing what we do and believing in us. Holy shit.
I don't know which microphone stand.
Yeah. So.
I know exactly.
We're out of here, man.
Thank you for your time.
Yes.
Yo.
Tulsa, we love you. Thank
buy
you.
Some merch. We got merch back there.
Yeah, we got merch back there.
We got merch.
Right. You can listen to the Macnez or the East Society podcast on all of the podcasts. We love you guys. We'll see you guys next time. So until then, we out.
Well, that is it, everybody. Oh, man, such a good time. It was amazing. Shout out to Isaiah and Josh and Russ and everybody. All Due Respect Podcast. You guys rock. Check them out. Toke Signals, Oki Podcast. It was just an amazing time. We felt the love out there. I felt the love out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Really hope I get to go back soon. I didn't get to see much. I was only there basically for the night and had to get out of there because there was a snowstorm. But doing a live show was awesome. I couldn't believe how fun it was. And I shit you not, I was kind of nervous and scared. I have not been on stage in who knows how long. So, but once we got up there, man, we did our thing. You guys just heard it and it was fun. Yeah, we were all over the place and talking over each other. But hey, man, that's what podcasters do. So, but it was awesome, man. I loved it. I really cannot wait until I get to do it again with my brothers out there. I'll hopefully get to get out there and spend a few days there to just see the town. But all right, everybody, that is it to this episode. Again, shout out to Russ. Thank you, brother. Isaiah, Josh, Toke Signal Podcast, Oki Podcast. I mean, you guys rule. I mean, they're the best in the biz out in Oklahoma and out in indigenous country. All of us are. We're out there doing what we're doing. Yeah, we talk about this and that, but you guys know how it goes. If you're listening to this show, you already know how I roll. But anyway, that's going to be it for this episode. Do check out the latest E-Society podcast, which we will be putting out pretty soon. Just got to sit down and record it. So, but with that, everyone, just be safe out there. It's still a crazy world. Gas prices are shooting through the roof and all that craziness. But the war that's going on in other parts of the world. Shout out to the Ukraine. That's going to be it. So just be safe out there. Take care of one another. Love one another. And I'll see you guys next time. So until then, always remember to rock hard and skate fast.
Yeah.